News Talk 1620 WTAW have a event coming up a week from Saturday at Central Park, being put on by the Bryan College Station Regional Association of Realtors. Amy Shupak is here. She's on the board and she's chairing the 14th annual 5K run, 3K walk for shoes. Wow.
It's a long name.
Well, not only that, but you deserve it. 14 years. That's great.
Yes. And 14 years ago, we kind of started the whole fun run to show that as realtors in Bryan College Station, we are part of our community and we support the people that we do business with and for, our buyers and sellers in the real estate area and the market. So this is kind of to show that we are out there, and all of the money that's raised goes to provide new school shoes for the local underprivileged children right here in our area.
And obviously there are many needs, and it's great that the realtors step up to the plate in that respect and have been able to do it every year. I imagine it's been pretty good participation.
Yes, we have very good participation. Our community is very giving and comes out to a lot of events. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, and we've always had a good turnout from not only our realtors, our sponsors, our participants, and we're greatly appreciative of that. And we're looking forward to another great year with a lot of participants and people being there to come out and support this great cause on Saturday, April the 28th at Central Park.
And that's why I wanted you here the week before, because there's still time for people to register.
Yes, there is still time. It is for children, it's $13, and adults, it's $18. And just, you can send me an email at amy@amyshupak.com, or my phone number is 979-204-3370, and we can get your registration form to you and get it filled out so that you can get registered.
And we'll have that information along with this interview when I get it posted at WTAW.com. But if you want to get Amy emailed right away, again, S-U-P-A-K for that last name. Have you had the opportunity to be able to visit those who receive the gifts that those who participate to help generate for you?
Yes, we have our event early in the year due to obviously weather in Texas. And then in September, right before, or I guess August, when it's tax-free weekend, is when we give the vouchers out, and the children are coming with their parents to Payless Shoes, who have co-sponsored this with us, and they go into Payless and bring their vouchers, and the children are able to pick out their shoes. They're very excited, very appreciative to being able to have a new pair of shoes to start the new school year.
And I wouldn't have thought about until you mentioned that you do it on tax-free weekend, which is an additional bonus, because I'm sure that's when the majority of parents are out doing the shopping.
Absolutely. And they can come in that whole weekend. We do set up for a couple of hours on that Friday, but the vouchers they can bring in for that whole tax-free weekend.
September, August, when the distribution takes place, an awful long ways away. What's the selection process if those who have not been in the loop before may be thinking, my child may be in consideration for this?
We are actually in contact with both Bryan ISD and College Station ISD, and they are who we get the list from. So that's where any students that go to those school districts is where we get our list from to get the vouchers out to.
Which is a great assistance in that manner, so that you know that it's going to those who really need it then.
Right, that are defined as underprivileged, but it is right here in our area. It stays right here in our area, and so it's a great event, and we hope to have a lot of people come out. And it is at Central Park, and the start or sign in is at 8 a.m. and start time is at 9 a.m.
Again, that's a week from Saturday, the 28th, the annual Walk for Shoes. Again, that's being put on by the BCS Realtors. And again, if you'd give us the contact information on getting registered.
My phone number is 979-204-3370, or you can email me at amy@amyshupak.com.
Again, it's a 5K run and a 3K walk, and it's all inside Central Park then. The route's been mapped out there.
Yes, sir.
Then. So that's certainly a 3K walk can fit to anybody, and those that are a little more spirited or much more in physical shape than I am can do that 5K run.
Absolutely. And we do have top finishers in each age category. So there will be prizes, trophies, and ribbons to be given out for both adults as well as children. And the children have a really fun event going out there and getting to do physical activity. And some of the school districts have running groups with their children that they've been able to step up and help us out with as well.
So you and your spouse, or you and the family, or if you just want to come solo, you're welcome to do that too.
Yes, bring your family, your friends, your children, your pets. We welcome everybody.
Okay, terrific. Have